Lady Shir and Chavis Halvavis, Sunday afternoon. It's, let's see. It's Shir 29 in Chavis Halvavis Shar HaBitachon. It's Tezvav Teves, December 27th. Shir number 29 in Shar HaBitachon, Sunday afternoon. We're starting from page Shin Lamed in the Lev Tov Chavis Halvavis with the first line.
Learning Chavis Halvavis Shar HaBitachon in the Dalet, in the middle of the second area of the list, he discusses how Bal Bitachon will react, which is money above and beyond what a person needs to live, to survive. So he said already that there's no din hishtadlus on that, and you should do your normal hishtadlus, which is enough to live and to survive. And if you're supposed to have more money than that, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will send it to you, and if not, no matter what you do, you won't have it. The Yesh, but now he introduces another theory, which says sometimes a person will have more money than he needs, because he is the source of parnasa of other people. So he has a factory, he has a business, and he employs other people. The Yesh Shamanic have already turfei rachem, other people's shirachem, other people's mizonos, mivnei adam, al-yidei yeshev mehem, through one person. So that person is given more money, and he builds up his business, and he builds a company, and he hires people. So he is the conduit, the channel through which Hashem sends these people parnosa. Lahavchin b'zeh, and this is a test. Because as he'll explain now in the upcoming lines, when a person has more money than he needs, and he's supposed to, because he is the source of other people's parnosa, so he's faced with the following nisyonos that he has to, again, this is the way the Baal Bitachon reacts. He says, Lahavchin b'zeh, this will be a test, to test out Avul Dosa Lelokim, if he's an Obed Hashem, Meham Roso, or if he rebels against Hashem, if he doesn't do Hashem's will. Liyosim Ezem Asibos Achazakos, and this is a very strong test, and it really proves a person's mettle, it tests out a person's mettle, if he's really going to do Hashem or not. Shibosivos Anisayon Vahasosolo. Kemelech, like a melech, who matrif chelo va'avodov, the melech gives out a budget to his generals and to his, the different departments in his government. And asorim v'roi hamelech v'asigonim, all the different positions are filled in his cabinet, and they give out the budget. They hire people, they give salaries. Asher, right? Asher Sivosayim, around them, Kitos, Me'abdeyim, Meshamashayim, Ufideyim, Menoshim, Ukraivim. So you have all of these people that are now being sustained because this person has more money than he needs, but this is what he's supposed to be doing with it. So the problem is that when the person's in this position and he feels other people are dependent on him for their parnassah, so he's apt to cut corners in terms of honesty, in terms of his business dealings, where he wouldn't have cut corners maybe for himself, but when he has others, so that he feels there's still a responsibility to them, so he can even quote dishonesty in somewhat of a fruitkite framework. And this is a nisayon. He says a nisayon to have this money, and what you're supposed to realize when you have it is that this is Hashem is making you a shliach to distribute the money. And he talks about three mistakes. The person that doesn't get it, three mistakes he makes. The person that thinks it's his money, not his money, he's the conduit through which to channel the money to other people for their basic parnasa. But he thinks it's his, and he's doing them a favor, he's employing them. So, Sachom Ayam, foolish people, hit them a shlosh akonim, will make one of three mistakes, and this is what it's in the Sayyam about. Echad Mayam, the Kavtso Hamomo, if he amasses money, he will kach mashar gozel al haborach, habori lekato al kolponim, magunim v'royim. He has the money he's supposed to have anyway. When you make a bechira, the person enriches himself through dishonesty, through maybe even stealing. So Chazalullah says, you're a foolish person, you're doing an avera, the money you would have had anyway. This is the money you were supposed to have. It wouldn't have been successful if you weren't supposed to have this money. So all you did by making this bad choice is you messed yourself up. You got an avera. You would have had the money anyway. You didn't have to do the avera to get the money. So if you're about to talk, you realize that. So that's the sign number one, is that he's not careful about the means through which he makes this extra money. And I said before, he even cloaks it in a cloak of religiosity, because he's like Robin Hood, you know, he's doing for the poor, he's hiring people, he's getting them jobs. But the Ilu Hayimabakesh also on the front of, Baal Bitochon realizes that if he would have kept, and it would have been Erlich, he would have had it anyway. This is the money that was needed for him to have. He chose to have it in a nefarious way. He could have had it in a good way. So that just leads, one thing leads to another, and before you know it, you're playing with basic frumkeit. And here, like this, Baal Bitochon doesn't. Baal Bitochon realizes that it makes no sense for him to earn money through violating the will of Hashem. Baal Bitochon knows that his ishtavlus is meaningless, so everything is Ratzon Hashem. So it's just Hashem wants you to do ishtavlus. So it's not logical. There's no logic to say the Ratzon Hashem is when I do Averis and I get my money that way. So if he would have calmed down, not failed this Nisoyon, he would have had it anyway. He would have had all of Mazah and all of Habar. So he says, when you're in a position where things are happening to you, and it's, again, it's beyond your needs. If you have this extra money and you're a successful businessman and you're able to hire others, you have to realize that you are now, it could be like this in anything, it could be like this in any area. You are now the conduit, the channel through which Hashem is providing for others. But this is a big disayon, because you see it in your pocket. And you don't feel like a channel to give it to someone else. You feel like you're being a very, very big tzaddik and a nice person by giving away your money, and it's yours. So he says, three, if that's your attitude, the Baal Bitochon should not have that attitude. But if a person does have that attitude, there will come out three huge mistakes. First of all, if he doesn't see this as heaven sent, then he'll tend to cut corners, as I say, and he'll do things he wouldn't have done, he shouldn't be doing, because he thinks that's his status, that's what he's doing, that's how he's earning more money. The Chazal says, not only is it rishus, but it's foolish, because the money you would have, whatever money you're supposed to have. So all you're doing is you're messing yourself up by getting it in a dishonest way. Vashemi, mistake number two is, the Yuchoshev, Shekolmashi, Yiei Lov Min Hamomu Luterif Mazono. So he thinks, like he likes to think this is all a need. He kids himself. He has all this money because he needs more, he needs more, he needs more. So again, then his whole attitude towards his employees is different. And what Chazal is talking about here. He's talking about how Baal Bitochon reacts in different situations. Now he's talking about how Baal Bitochon will react. So number two on the list of seven is how Baal Bitochon reacts to what's the proper approach to having more money than you need. Now he's discussing the person that has more money than he needs, but he's in a position to provide for others. He's saying you have to stay away from these traps of feeling like it's yours, Or Hashem gave it to you, and you're doing them a big favor by giving it to them. And therefore, you might do different things. Your whole attitude is different. So this person that thinks this way, that it's really his money, except he's being so nice and he's giving it to other people, he doesn't understand that that's not the case at all. Hashem is very possibly giving him more than he needs because he's supposed to provide for others, to have what they need. When you have money from Hashem, there's three possibilities. That's a man tariff mazono, what we learned, his basic needs. This is what you promised to have, as we learned. If you have life, then this is, you have this also. The second type of money is terrible Muslim to also what he has for others, the Isha, Bonim, Abodim, the Sharasim, Batomulahem. The Aino Muslim Menoalu Kibukhalam through him, this is extra money, and this is what he's supposed to be doing with it. So someone else, but they have to live also. What do you mean to you is extra money? They have to live. So the Teretz is, from their perspective, it's basic mazonos. And Hashem will provide it to them, if not through him, through someone else. But from his perspective, he is the channel through which Hashem is providing it for others. And that's how he has to look at himself. Not as someone who is, doing the common class a favor by letting them share in his money. Hello, the school of Abraham, it's not Yuchodim. It's not Bukhrach, it'll be. So that depends on your schus. If you're going to be the conduit, if you're going to be the channel to which Hashem is the finest people, you have a factory or a business, or even B'nai Beso, so it's not as strong a promise from your perspective as basic sustenance is. Basic sustenance, what it's all over held, as long as you're alive, this is what you're getting. You just have to do hishtadlus because of the chi of hishtadlus. Here we're talking beyond that, so it's takin not mukhrach, and therefore there's no point in doing hishtadlus because you'll either get it or you won't get it. But shlishi, another type of extra money you might have is terif kinyan. Who hamomen is your angle to elis la'adam? You just stash it away in the bank. Who shomer all the notes are also. At the end of the day, it's a yerusha. It's children. I'll show you rishen luzulaso or sheyoba mimenu. Stock market crashes, the banks collapse, whatever might happen.
What tariff
is his worth of his own house, sustenance? That's his word, tariff. That's the word. That's the word. The word is mitaref b'ni olisa. We just had it in Vayechi, right? Toraf yosek. What animals take in the field.
Tariff.
That's the word.
Why was it torn off?
I'm sorry?
How was it torn off? I was
terrified. No. The word of the chumash usually means that a wild animal tore off a limb from a different animal. But colloquially, it has come to mean parnusa. Parnusa. You don't talk Hebrew, you don't talk Aramaic, so anyway. So there can be different reasons why Hashem gives you more money than you need. First of all, there could be, you're supposed to be wealthy. He doesn't even that's possible. But you have to consider the possibility that you're supposed to do for others with that money, and you're supposed to support others, and maybe it's only there in a holding pattern, and your children will get it. But the hasakal, the foolish person, assumes it's all his money, and anything he does with it, he's doing a big favor for the world. Yachshuv kol asher gozal hadorim in a moment you teref mazonu v'chalkelos gufo v'memayer v'mishtagel olav, and v'meila, because of his wrong way of thinking, he thinks that, okay, I learned chodesh halvavah, so I have to do my hishtaglus to get more money, because it's all for me. This is what Hashem wants me to have. So that wrong-headed thinking that he needs, that he's supposed to have this money, and it's his money, leads to the next step where he thinks it's included in the heter of Ishtatlus. He says, I have to create the channels to become a millionaire. So that's what the Chavis HaLovitz is trying to teach us, that that's not true. There's no such thing. The only time you... So again, as I said, we talked about this already at length, that if you're doing something... Anytime you do anything, it should be something constructive to the world, something you think Hashem wants you to do. And therefore, so if you're doing a job that, you know, it's hard for you to see that doing more of it is that much more constructive. It's just a question of earning more money. So then, there's no inyan of ishtadlus to get more money. But sometimes you're in a job, I said that people need you. Any medical practitioner would be like that. Or really anything. I mean, if a person sincerely believes that he's making enough of a contribution to society that he wants to, he doesn't want to do it for 6 hours a day, he wants to do it for 8 hours a day, and his cheshbon is not money. His cheshbon is to keep performing this service, what people need. That's possible, but first of all, you have to be like really ehrlich and introspective and honest and sincere. Because if it's money, it's a waste of time. That's number one. And it's very hard to really judge why you want to do it more. Especially if it always comes accompanied with more money, right? That's what it seems to be. You get a larger paycheck. But more importantly, I said that this different cheshbon has come into play. Whereas working for basic sustenance virtually comes first before other things. But once you're out of that picture, and now you just, right, now there's different, so even if you say, I'm a doctor, let's say, I'm a doctor, I want to work a whole day. I want to work more than a whole day. I want to work 18-hour days, 20-hour days, because they need me. Well, it might be true, but then there's different cheshbonos to be made. It's not so simple. First of all, you have to be sure you're not doing it for the money. And second of all, because it's a waste of time, if you are, it's not so much usur, it's very interesting how the Chavis HaLovitz keeps using words like foolish and wasting your time, because he takes what he's saying very seriously. And the ishtadlus above sustenance will not get you more money. You'll get more money if you're supposed to have it or if not. The ishtadlus has nothing to do with it. People have nothing, the most trouble of all the things that should be tough, and this is probably on the top three that people can't accept. There is a perspective that you want to do more ehrlichly because you're making such a contribution to society and they need you for more hours than just 5 hours a day. That may be true, but then other cheshbonos come into play. You have to give more thought to how it affects your house. You have to give more thought, a man has to give more thought to how it affects his Torah learning. You have to give more thought to how it affects his family, how it affects other things. That's all the relative strength of the pros and cons shift around once you're not doing it for basic sustenance, even if you have a reason to do it that's not money. He then said, but you know, sometimes you have more money because you are in a position, and nothing, you know, you're expanding the business and you're hiring more workers, and you become the source of primus. And Hashem wants you to be the source of primus for other people. So that's okay, but then it's very, very big nisoyim. Because you're easily going to fall into the trap of thinking that it's your money. You don't think of yourself as a channel for other people's primus. You think of yourself as this wealthy tycoon who's letting the masses, you know, throwing them a few crumbs out of the goodness of your heart. So that's what he says is a big mistake, and it's a violation of bitachon, because then you end up thinking that you're supposed to have this money, and then you end up doing the hishtadlus that's required to get this money in your way of thinking, and that's wrong. You're not supposed to, the hishtadlus is over the limit. So that's the two mistakes he makes in his nisyonos is the two errors he could fall into is thinking it's money that's coming to him and therefore he needs that ishtadlus, and yeah, that's number one. Number two is he thinks that he's doing them a big favor when he gives it to them. Vashlishi, the third, is that, again, because of this mistaken attitude that this extra money is not as a channel for the others, that he has the schus to be the finest others, but he's looking at it that it's him, and he's supposed to be rich, and he's supposed to be wealthy, and he's supposed to be powerful. So then, and we all know bosses like this, right? They say, their attitude is, you owe them, some bosses demand to be treated as bosses, like they hold your life in their hands, and you have to smile at their jokes, or laugh at their jokes, and you have to go along with them, and they demand thanks. You can thank him, you should thank your boss if he gives you a paycheck. But they demand thanks, he says. You know, sin atrachim v'alem, from which you go to the labori al yodo, v'hu zoker tovosol v'hem v'hem. He keeps reminding them of what a great guy he is. Ki luhu etrifam v'hem, like he's the source of their panosa. Not that he's the channel for Hashem, but he is the source. The chilkel also, like Noach in the teva, he's giving them their food. The schasein v'alem. The rote said he demands Shayoduhu Vyashabhu Harbe Alehem Shiyavdu Bavura. Right, he owns them now. He says, you gotta stay late today. I can't stay late today. What do you mean? I'm giving you your paycheck. You gotta stay late. It's not this is the wrong headed attitude. So having more money, which sometimes happens, having more money so that you should be mefarnes others is a tremendous nisayon, because most people do not think that way. They don't look at themselves, had people like that, Baruch Hashem, but tendency is to think it's my money, you're doing everybody a big favor. The yizgoeh, and this leads to gaiva, the yoram levavo, the yoniach l'da'osu aleihem, the yachsho, and then he starts thinking, even if Hashem forgets about them, but he's giving them money, they have nothing to worry about. And if not for him, they wouldn't have any parnosa. Kitzur, he carries on and he thinks that he's the source of the parnosa, and people are overbearing and they think they can get away with a lot. And they think they could fool everybody, and they feel very powerful. And really, so this is a big nisayon. V'hu ha'ani, very, very fascinating. He's the real poor person. He's only b'das. He doesn't understand what's happening here. Ashiyiga l'rit b'olam hazeh. She's going to do extra hours of hishtavlus to maintain the money that he's earning, to maintain the business. He would get that money anyway, but he's out there, working hard and driving hard. He has to score all of my book. But if he makes these mistakes and he demands a thank you, and his attitude is that he's being mefarnes them, and he cuts corners because he feels, this is the money I'm supposed to have, so I can cut corners to get it. So he's really, really messing up. He should be humble and thank Hashem that he has the opportunity to be mefarnes others, and then once he looks at himself as that channel, then he could do that. His ishtadlus would be to do what it takes to maintain that channel, because he's providing with parnosa. If he's providing people with their basic parnosa, so then his chiyuv ishtadlus is to keep this system going, and that's nichlal and ishtadlus. But if he looks at it that he has given extra money because he's a great guy and he's working hard to keep it up and to earn it, and then he doles it out as a big favor, so then he's in for a fall. Bahamaskil, no way, but to the fool, doesn't look at it that way. But the intelligent person, no way, b'shloshes haponim, in these three ways, b'derech hanachona l'torasu u'liolom, he has olam hazeh and olam haba. This is very fascinating. The Baal Bitachon is calmer about the money he has yet to get
if he has this attitude that it's Hashem providing it to him, so he's more batuach, he's calmer than other people when they already have money in the bank or in their pockets, in their wallets. They might lose it, this might go up, this might go down, they might get stolen, might be inflation. They have more right to be nervous with the money in their pocket than this person feels nervous with money he doesn't have yet, but it's coming to him. And he's boteach mashia. That's what he says. Ubitchonu b'meshayesh b'yadu elokim, and he didn't get it yet, mitirfu v'kinyano, Yosef Chozok is stronger mitchonu b'meshayesh b'yadu mehem. But he has already, and they say, Yodeyam u'teref mezin u'teref kinyan, and he's supposed to have it, he's not supposed to have it, maybe the Hashem is building up the Yerusha for his descendants. V'yagil u'kabud olam azeh, v'al ha'gimul ha'tov olam abor. So if he has the right attitude, he'll have the cover that he deserves in Olam Hazeh. He gives staka, he baches orichim, he does good things with his money. He gets a Shem Tov, and he gets Chan Olam Abba. Kamo Shenemba B'mizmor Halaluko Ashri Yishareyas Hashem. And it says there, Yigir Kapecha Kisocha L'Ashrecha Tov Loch. Okay. So, we'll continue now. He's still in the middle of talking about people, about your, the Baal Bitachon's attitude. Number one on the list was the Baal Bitachon's attitude towards money he needs. The second thing on the list, which he's in the middle of now, is the Baal Bitachon's attitude towards money he doesn't need. Extra money. He might be getting it. He might be supposed to be rich. That's okay. There's nothing wrong. No shame. So the first point is to realize that that money is a very, very major yisod in Kol Yisrael Lovus. Point one. But that money you'll get, whether there's no heter of hishtadlus, that money you'll either get or you won't get. If you're not supposed to get it, you're working more hours, won't give it to you. And if you're not supposed to get it, if you're supposed to get it, you'll get it anyway. If you're not supposed to get it, then you won't get it even if. Okay? It's very difficult. It's life. Life is hard. Sometimes you have no choice. I say, you can't always tell the boss, I'm stopping at the 6 hours, because this is all I need. Okay? He needs you for 8 hours. With a stool. These are all cheshbonos. But your heart has to be in the right place. It's a chavis halvodos. You have to accept this yesod, that the head, it's all very easy if you have the right attitude towards Hishtadlus. Most people's attitude towards Hishtadlus is that Hashem wants me to do 20%, that he'll do 80%. It's like a shutfis, it's a deal. I'll do mine and he'll do his. That's wrong. He wants me to go through the motions of Hishtadlus, but he does always, as always, he does 100% of everything. But he wants me to do that. So the Mela follows. And when you're talking about more money, so there's no heter, there's nothing to go through. There's no heter. The whole heter is to work, to earn what you're supposed to have, what you need. Otherwise, there's no heter. There's no heter. I can't say the word osur, but it's a violation of the right attitude. Then he talked about the person who has more money in order to be mefarnes others. He talked about the nisyonos, the very difficult nisyonos that are koruch in such a situation, that are mixed in such a situation. You really think it's your money, you're doing them a big favor, you try to cut corners, and erlichkeit and such things, you demand thanks from them. It's not simple. But it could be, if that could be the reason. And then I'm adding to it. You can have more money because you're supposed to be somewhat wealthy. It's the same idea. You do mitzvahs with your money, you have more responsibility. He talked about the psicha, you have more responsibility to do. Because you have more money, you have more responsibility to do positive, constructive things with your money. Now he goes into another interesting insight about more money than you need, wanting to be rich. You didn't know it was so complicated. Who doesn't want to be rich, right? So, the Odom Kitos, who are groups of people, She'ena Mishtadlim Liknos Hamon Laharbus Mimenu, or Mamonu maybe, and the lavas are covered with the other. They have no plans of taking a world tour. Or maybe $1 million is enough for them. Maybe. Possible. And they're working on it. But they're working on their second million, on their third million, on their fourth million, 60 million. Right? People are working. Because their interest is not, sounds strange to us, but you know, we do a lot of things like that. Maybe not money, but other things. They want to be rich because they want to have power. Power is power, power is kavod, and it's power. They can lord over other people. Other people give them kavod, and they like getting kavod. So that's why they want to be rich, because they see rich people are the ones that are respected. Rich people are the ones people are, you know, nice to, talk to them with respect. Right? If people think you're rich, they treat you in a certain way. And he likes that. So he wants to be rich for that reason. They want to be famous, they want to be powerful, they want to get kavod, they want shlishi, they want shishi, they want to sit in the front of the shul. They maspik lehem imenu shum dover. It's never enough. They want more power. They can control more politicians. They want to, it's very heady experience there. But it's utter foolishness. Why? He's going to say, this is the flaw in the reasoning of anybody that wants covet. The covet you get is not real. It really is. It's not real. When people give cover to a rich person, says the Chayyim al Mavus, you think they respect the rich person? Not a chance, he says. They're figuring out how to, some of his money to rub off on them. They figure to hang around him long, but they hang around him enough, and they talk to him nicely, and they tell him how much they admire him. They'll throw them a job, he'll take them in, he'll give them a salary. That's what he says. They just want to pick your pocket, you fool. They don't really want to give you covet. You know, even in yeshivas, this is true, right? They give covet to people. It's not real covet. They want to pick his pocket. They want him to open up and write a big check. Does he deserve covet for giving so much stock up? Let's put it this way: the more he does it for covet, the less covet. Right? It's very subtle. There's a lot of introspection. But by and large, the Chayyim al Mavus is right. Because, you see, people, unfortunately, Moses, they go crazy for the rich guy, they give him so much cover, and he laps it up. The Chayyim al Mavus is saying, you're a fool. Probably they're mocking you in their hearts. They're trying to make fun of you. You know, you see something. People give stock, it's wonderful. And nowadays, you know, you need a Chinese auction to give stock. No one wants to give stock anymore. You gotta win a trip for two around the world. I don't know why they have Chinese auctions. Mm-hmm. But, you go, you see that. You see Shar, you see people's names, like Shar, I don't want to say, make up names, Shar Binyamin, Shar Ruvain, Shar, you see it in Bashul's. Like, what does he think? You know, if you do a little English with your parents, then I can hear already, because it's always a source for them. But like, called Shar Ephraim. So you think what? You think you're such a wonderful person that they you gave money. So they're money is
perfect. Maybe they're wrong for giving.
It's hard to say. Nowadays, no one wants to hear that. Everyone says, but you gotta be practical. You know? And I don't know. You know,
Tadrus Chavetas and Gilu Kobo. I'm one of the Chavetas Amoros. I can't go wrong. Chavetas Amoros says, if you do it for kavod, and he's not talking about giving stock, right? He's just talking about being rich and powerful. He's talking about a mindset of people that want to become rich. You go to a guy and you say, I want to be a millionaire. So some people say, because I want to buy whatever I want. He is examining the psyche of a person. Maybe he's on his second million already, so he already has whatever he wants. There's just so many Rolls Royces that could fit into your driveway. Or he could be talking about a person who doesn't really have, you know, a poor person who grew up poor. He makes a lot of money. He doesn't really, he's going to still eat what he ate. He's not going to, he has no cheshek sometimes to buy fancy clothing, to go around the world, or to build a tennis court in his backyard. He has no cheshek, but he likes the idea of having money because he sees how people treat rich people. He sees you get treated differently. You ever go business class? There you're paid to be treated differently. They're not treating you differently because you're rich. They're treating you differently because you're paying a lot of money. So you're buying the service of being treated like a match, not like a sardine. It's amazing. Like you stand up in the regular economy class and you get a dirty look from the stewardess. You stand up in business class, they run over to you. Oscar once sent me on business class. That's what I know. They wanted me to work on the plane, that's why. They weren't giving me a present. They needed me to work on the plane, so they were sending you business class. I said, oh, thank you, that's so nice of you. They said, no. We need you to work on the plane, so we're sending you business class so you can work on the plane. So, and then who remembers, what was the name of that airline that folded?
Tower.
They had like semi-business. You bought a seat and a half. Anyway, you stand up in business class, they run over to you and they say, can I do anything for you? You want to daven in business class, they don't give you a rough time. You can stand where you want, and you daven, and they go, oh, can I get you a sitter, you know? Whole different experience. Mama's a different experience. And the people in business class are paying you with the business credit cards. They don't care either, because it's not costing them money, it's a business expense. But on Kapanam there, it's not so bad. Because they're not being mechabed because you're rich. They're giving you a service that you're paying for. You're paying to be treated like a match. So it's a bad example. Because Halavas is talking about people that they want people to, you know, you walk around and people treat you with kavod. He's giving a very sharp insight. And he's telling, and all kavod is like this. When it says in Pirkei Avos, "Kol Barach Achrei Hakavod, Hakavod Barachas Mimenu," if you chase kavod, the kavod runs away from you. It doesn't. It's not a metaphysical piece of magic. It can be simple pshat according to the Chavos Halvavos, logical pshat. Everybody's making fun of you when you walk into shul. You demand an aliyah. You demand to sit in a certain place. You demand that people stand up for you. When you demand kavod. It's not pshat, oh, the omish is going to be that kavod barachas mimenu. There's a much simpler pshat. If you demand to be treated with respect, so the respect you'll be treated with is meaningless. They're just doing it because you're demanding it, but they don't really respect you. True respect, he's about to bring down a pasuk, is inherent respect, objective respect. The person, what does that mean? It means the person is only inherently, truly, worthy of respect if he does good things. It's not just mechabed es habrios. A Talmud Chacham is worthy of respect. Someone who's doing the Rotzon Hashem, who's mechabed Hashem. He brings down a puzzle. Someone who's deserving of kavod is because he's mechabed Hashem. So when you devote your life to being mechabed Hashem, when that's what you're doing with your life, you're being mechabed Hashem, then you're deserving of kavod. That's true respect. That's what you deserve: self-respect, dignity. You're an Eved HaMelech, so you have. This rich, so what? Now, if the rich person devotes himself to
stuck on, Meisim Tovim, and Achrasos Orachim, and supports Torah, and supports all the causes that are needs, and he does it without, like the Chavik HaLomas we just learned, without thinking he's doing them a big favor, and they better give him a huge plaque, because he's such a generous person. But he taka thinks of himself as being the channel through which Hashem is giving money so that he can channel it to these causes. That's wonderful, and he taka, then he'll deserve respect. That's what he called Borach Menach Kavod, and called Borach HaSacharov. Because the person that's not doing it for Kavod, that is doing it Lishma, and is an Eved Hashem, so he deserves Kavod. He's an Eved HaMelech. He is inherently, objectively deserving of Kavod. But it's not a schar. If your head's screwed on straight, so who do you respect the most? Someone who doesn't look for kavod. Someone who does good things and is humble and doesn't expect a pat on the back and doesn't expect the yashikoyach or a plaque or honor. So that's the person you have. Machabe. The person that demands kavod, everybody's mocking. He doesn't know. He turns around, everybody's smiling at him, standing up there. But when he's not looking, everybody's laughing at him. That's what the Lord says, and it's just true in real life, also. Okay, we'll stop here.
What about people who are asked to be, like, honored at dinner?
So nowadays, we're in a pretty low madriga, and I'm not in charge of the world. I'm not even in charge of the shul, really. It's seer. People don't get stuck in now unless you promise them a Yeshua, unless you promise them they might win a Chinese auction, unless you get them the guest of honor at a dinner. It's seer. So you talk to the people who run yeshivas, they'll say, you gotta do it, or else that's it. People are not giving money. And then it becomes a vicious cycle. Our children learn to give tzedakah because there's something. You almost never see, almost. Super Shul Tzedakah Grada is pretty good. The local Super Shul Tzedakah. Sometimes they try to sneak in. I didn't let them. They said, oh, babble to the children. I didn't let them. I said, well, babble to all the children. They'll say that, you know, but we're raising our children with all these yeshuas and everything. It's a tough call. I mean, I know I have trouble with my children. They're raised in an atmosphere that you don't give unless you get. It's not good. But at least in Kavod, we could maybe, I don't know. I do know. But the most of us will tell you who's gonna, I'll tell you yourself, and then I'll run out of here. Also, I'm supposed to have bitachon.